when I interviewed the musician Stephen Merritt recently, I thanked him for trekking 40 minutes to a studio in Albany. He said, oh, no big deal. I had to come to town anyway to pick up my car from the body shop. He'd had a bit of an accident in a museum parking lot.
They have a fire hydrant in the parking lot of the museum, right next to one of the parking spaces, such that if you pull out of the parking space in one of the two available directions,
you just rammed that thing, didn't you?
Yeah, so I rammed it.
Ouch. Well, turns out the day we interviewed him, his car wasn't ready to pick up anyway.
So if you'd like to interview me again on Friday, I'll be back here.
We can do it all again. That's the thing about Stephen Merritt. He loves talking about the absurdity of life. He also loves talking about music, and he got super animated when I asked why he loves ABBA.
Like Bach, and I don't take that lightly, They are masters at taking, say, four notes and building a cathedral. So the winner takes it all. It goes da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't want to talk.
And that little phrase is sort of like a tile in a mosaic. It couldn't really be more mathematical musically, whereas the singing and the lyrics are a Greek tragedy. The gods may throw the dice, their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear.
So Stephen Merritt, a great storyteller with a really analytical perspective, except maybe when it comes to his own feelings. As the driving force behind the band The Magnetic Fields, Merritt has written hundreds of songs. Almost none of them are autobiographical. It's just not his style. And yet he decided, whatever, for his 50th birthday, he was going to write 50 songs, one for each year of his life. And the end result embodies the quirky charm that has got him so many fans. The songs have this, yeah, this is how it happened kind of feel to them. This one's about his childhood cat.
I used to keep him in my box, where I kept all my toys and blocks. He hated me, but
so I asked Merritt the obvious question. Everything I read about you makes you seem like autobiography, confessional stuff is not what you're all about, typically.
I'll say. So that was the point of the album, is that I am the least confessional singer-songwriter in history, maybe. So why not do the exact opposite of what I usually do 50 times?
Now, Stephen Merritt has had a pretty interesting life. He was raised by a single mom. She was a spiritual seeker, moved around a lot, hopping from one religious commune to the next.
We spent a few weeks on Stephen Gaskin's farm in Tennessee called The Farm. We stayed for a while on an ashram in Saratoga.
What is your thinking at this point? Take me into the mind of a 12-year-old Stephen.
From an early age, I was a religious skeptic. Now I'm... militant doesn't really describe it. I'm an obnoxious atheist.
Which is, on the scale, is not quite militant?
No, it's more than militant.
More than militant.
I enjoy ridiculing other people's stupid beliefs.
Which got him into trouble in 1986, as he relates in this song called How I Failed Ethics.
Though majoring in visual and environmental studies and minoring in history of science, I had to retake ethics from my Mennonite professor, for whom my skepticism didn't fly.
Yeah, the song is about a college ethics class that he failed. Merritt says the teacher passed him the second time around, only so he didn't have to deal with him again. This is amazing. I feel like if anyone is ethically questionable here, it might be the professor for just passing you and not holding you to some sort of standard.
No, duh.
Well, I mean, these songs, some are very whimsical, and some I hear like a bit of vulnerability from you. Is that fair?
Oh, vulnerability, shmulnerability. I have no idea. I thought I would probably try to vary the amounts of soul-bearing per song from none at all to shocking. But I don't know if I actually got to shocking.
You didn't hit shocking.
I don't know. I don't really believe in soul-bearing.
What about 2009, Till You Come Back to Me?
When you come
Who are you waiting for?
Oh, I shouldn't say.
Can you speak in general terms? Like, was it a relationship?
You know, yeah, I had a boyfriend who... it wasn't clear what happened. Was he gone? Was he just being flaky? Who knows?
Did it say something about you when we listened to the song? Did we learn something about you?
I guess you learn about me that when terrible things happen, my reaction is to go to the Eagle and play pinball.
The Eagle is a bar.
Yes, in LA.
I'll play pinball at the Eagle till you come back to me.
Was it liberating to have this opportunity to just be honest about feelings in some of these songs?
Honest. I don't think I'm dishonest about my feelings in other songs. It's just that I'm not claiming those feelings. I'm saying this is a feeling. Here is a situation that goes with that feeling. The situation may or may not involve me, Stephen Merritt, but it certainly involves me, music listener.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mild expectation that I will actually be searching within my deepest soul for nuggets of self-help style truth, when that is totally not what I am interested in.
Well, the whole project, I mean, 2 years looking back on your own life, reflecting, I mean, did you learn something about yourself?
No. Only that I was capable of doing a 50-song memoir. I thought I probably would be, and I did it, and I am.
Stephen Merritt, this has been a real pleasure.
Thank you. See you on Friday.
See you on Friday when you pick up your car.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, too. Watch out for fire hydrants.
Bye-bye.
That was Stephen Merritt of The Magnetic Fields. His new album is called 50 Song Memoir.